How bad is internet pornography? Devastating, says Josh McDowell, and it's even infiltrating the church. Josh McDowell is a noted Christian speaker and best-selling author, and we're going to be talking with him right now about this subject and about a very important conference coming up dealing with this issue. For Vocal Point, I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Josh, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's so good to be back with you, Guy.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. So tell us about this Set Free Summit coming up in early April.
About 5-6 years ago, I realized there's something wrong in the church. There's something wrong with the young people I'm speaking to. And I couldn't put my finger on it. So I started studying, and I realized what it was. And it really didn't surprise me. Oh, it was pervasive internet pornography. The church is almost mainstream now with pornography. It's not being infiltrating, it's infiltrated. Let me show you what I mean. I commissioned the largest study, most expensive study, $250,000 to be done, on the church, pastors, youth pastors, Christian young people, men, and the effects of pornography. 76% of 18 to 24-year-olds, Christian young men, actively seek out pornography on the internet. 76% starting at 18 years old. Yeah. And hardly anyone's talking about it. 93%, now get this, from 14 to 34 years old of Christians, 93% say when they talk with their friends, which almost all of them are Christians, about porn, it's either neutral, accepting, or in an encouraging way. 93% of Christian young people, only 1 in 25% have a friend who will say that pornography is wrong. Jerry, there's something wrong in the church. The number one cause of divorce among Christians now is pornography. And it is so big. There's no way our kids can escape pornography. Every single child is going to see pornography, period. There's no question about it. You cannot protect your child 100% from seeing pornography. What we must do is prepare our children for the first time they see it. And the average age is 8 years old.
Eight.
I believe in Christian homes 4 to 6 years old and pastors' homes that our kids and our grandkids are first being exposed to pornography. So, Jerry, we've got to do something about it.
All right, well, let's start with having you explain what's wrong with pornography. I mean, there may be some people who are hearing you and they're thinking, yeah, well, what is wrong with it?
Well, almost 70% of all Christian men believe there's nothing wrong with watching pornography. Nothing whatsoever. And about 75% of teenagers and a little bit older will say there's nothing wrong with watching pornography. First of all, just biblically, it's so strong on the purity of our minds. He that looks upon a woman to lust has sinned. Is that they create sex for one of the most beautiful things God ever created for the context of a loving wife and a loving husband to become one with each other through sex for reproducing and for glorifying God. And the one thing that is starting to destroy all of that is pornography, because the pornography images are so powerful. They're saying, now, why would you ever want to go back to a real woman? And the pornography is a number one cause of child sex trafficking. Most people don't realize that. And all these people be out, oh, I think it's horrible. It's trafficking of children for sex. Well, do you watch pornography? Yeah. Well, you're one of the causes of it. And what pornography does, it starts immediately erosion of the authority of the scriptures, of the pastor, and of the church and of the parents. So there's just about every scientific, medical, cultural, psychological, spiritual reason for the church speaking out on pornography.
I read this thing from your material here, and it said at a Christian school in the Middle East, they took a survey. In the Middle East, they took a survey of their 300 middle and high school students. The last two questions were critical. One, do you watch pornography on the Internet? Yes was the answer by all 300. Two, do you want to stop? Do you need help? And the answer was an overwhelming no by all 300.
300. Yeah. It's all over the world. There's not one single church in the world that's not affected by pornography right now. Right now. Here's the sad thing. 76% of 18 to 24-year-olds, that's the highest demographic. Teenagers are just a little less than that. 76% actively seek out and watch pornography. Yet of all the churches, only 7% have anything, a program, anything to help somebody with pornographic addiction. That is almost a sin in itself. And this is why I teamed up with Covenant Eyes and said, we've got to do something. So next April, the 4th to the 7th in Greensboro, North Carolina.
This coming April, just a couple months.
Coming April, we're hosting the Set Free Summit global seminar on pervasive internet pornography. We want to help pastors, school headmasters, camp directors, counselors, head of men's ministries, the head of women's ministry. We want to help them to understand what pornography is, how it affects the brain and your spiritual life, and then the most incredible positive steps that pastors, counselors, headmasters, camp directors can take.
Okay, this is at the Set Free Summit in Greensboro, setfreesummit.org for more information. We're talking with Josh McDowell right now. And Josh, who is the target audience for that particular conference? Are you hoping to reach those who are caught in the grips of pornography or more help trying to...
The influencers.
The influencers,
it's
okay, the pastors.
All geared toward influencers. Now, here is the tragedy. When James Dobson asked me the same question, I said, well, of course, first of all, where my heart is, pastors. He looked at me and said, Josh, they won't come. Chuck Swindoll said, Josh, they won't come. I talked to 17 organizations that work with pornography. And when I told them the first person, because I believe the pastor is the most important person in the world, every one of the 17 organizations started with Covenant Eyes said, pastors won't come. And they're right. We've invited 70,000 pastors. I personally invited, by name, everything, 54,000 pastors, and six have registered.
Wow.
They won't come. But I beg every person listening today, please go to setfreesummit.org. That's easy to remember, setfreesummit.org. Check out the conference. Check out the incredible presenters on this that we have. And beg your pastor to come, the head of the men's ministry, the women's ministry, and the youth ministry. Now, I mean, it breaks my heart to say they probably won't come. But we've got to do everything we can to get the most important people in the world at this summit. Because I'll tell you this, if mighty soon, not more than 24 to 36 months maximum, pastors don't wake up and there's a definite change, I can guarantee you for generations to come, the church will be scarred. And the devastating consequences of pornography will be on the pastor's shoulders and conscience. I want to help pastors in the most positive way to how to help their congregation deal with this. Because if you don't, you're sinning. Like Chuck Swindoll said, this is the greatest cancer in the church.
Wow.
He said, all these people say, well, we need to wait and pray. Chuck Swindoll said, it's too late for that. And so I'm just begging people, if you love young people, you want to see them remain pure in Christ and marriages stay together. Look, of Christian organizations, the largest mission organization works with university students, get the sharpest young people in the country. Of all those that apply for staff, 90% watch pornography.
Watch, not have seen it once or something like that.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Get this. Of the summer projects where young people go out, college students, university students, in the summer to various parts of the world for 4, 5, 6 weeks, 85% watch pornography. Well, the number one problem of missionary, evangelical, fundamental, born-again missionaries returning is pornography addiction.
Wow.
Well, the Mormon church, they're far out ahead of the evangelical church in dealing with this. It's worse than the evangelical church, but Mormonism is acknowledging it and doing something about it.
What are they doing?
Young missionaries, they're young missionaries that return, 80% are addicted.
Wow.
Yeah. It's already affecting the birth of children, marriage, everything in Mormonism. And I admire them. They are taking some of the most incredible positive steps to deal with it. And we can learn from them.
What are they doing, if I could ask?
What?
What are the Mormons doing to address this better than the evangelicals?
One of the biggest things the Mormons is doing is acknowledging we have a problem. And it's our biggest problem.
Yeah, that's the first step, okay?
They realize you cannot understand pornography if you do not understand neurology, the brain. You can't. And I'll look any pastor in the eye and say, you will not have a scientifically accurate, medically sound, biblically based solution to pornography if you do not understand neurology. And 99% of pastors don't in Christian leaders. For years, I didn't. You cannot treat pornography like any other addiction. But every pastor I've talked to about it said, well, you know, you got to treat it like all the other addictions. And I go, oh, my gosh. That is so bad. Pornography is a different beast. It's totally different. You want to know how big pornography is? There's 26 million pornographic websites. There's, 2 billion, one click away, pornographic web pages. Just one site, not the largest, in the last 30 days, transferred data of pornography of 29 petabytes. Do you know how big that is?
No.
In the last 30 days, one of 26 million sites transferred transferable data pornography that would fill 540 million four-drawer file cabinets. And that's only one of 26 million. Another site, which isn't even the biggest, every day produces enough pornography to fill an entire Empire State Building every day.
Wow.
And people say, well, it's not that big of a problem. Did you ever dream there'd be anything that could take the centerfold out of Playboy magazine? Even naked women is no longer an appeal, even for Playboy, because of pornography. And men, Christian men, are selling out their children, their families, their businesses, everything. Almost every time you hear of a pastor having to leave a church, it's pornography.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let me, because we only have a few minutes remaining. I want to say that in my own personal struggles, what really helped me was finding that trusted Christian brother to hold me accountable and vice versa.
That's right. You will not beat pornography alone. The traditional way that most Christians deal with sinful issues is willpower and the scripture. It won't work. It won't work with pornography. There are scriptural answers, incredible, but it's different than anything else. And you just hit on one. One another. Love one another. Pray for one another. Share, bear one another's burdens.
And sins.
Confess
your sins. Yep.
That's right.
We're basically out of time, but I want to go ahead and give the information again. It's setfreesummit.org, April 4 through 6. this year, Greensboro, North Carolina. Josh McDowell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, and thank you for making that address available.
Absolutely. God bless you now. Bye-bye.